This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Many news organizations round out the year with best of and end of the year lists. We asked our correspondents instead to think about the future and look ahead to the stories they think will dominate their beats in 2014. We're going to kick off this series of conversations with our China Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz, who joins me from Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Lizzie.
So looking ahead into 2014, we asked you to think about it, and you sort of chose the theme forced transparency. What does that mean exactly?
Well, forced transparency is when, for example, in this case, the government of China is forced to show what is going on behind the curtains of power. And at the beginning of this year, we had what was called the airpocalypse in Beijing, when smog was so bad that the airport was shut down, people weren't even able to drive. This is all a hangover effect from 3 decades of double-digit economic growth. Now people are starting to see stories about how deaths from lung cancer are up more than 400%. Children are now being diagnosed with lung cancer for the first time. And on New Year's Day in 2013, nearly 100 cities throughout China began reporting air quality data for the first time. So people now check hourly air quality readings on their smartphones, and they're finally understanding how bad the air really is.
And when you think about next year, what does the party have to do in order to convince people that it can grow the country and not endanger their health?
Well, I think it's a big problem. You know, if China's government really wants to, I think it can begin to turn this problem around, and we may see more big policy measures in 2014 aimed to clean this up, because the environment has not only become a stability threat, but it's also become an economic threat to China and the rest of the world.
When we're talking about China's economy, one thing that has also changed significantly this year is the flows of capital among and between banks. Talk to me a little bit about that. It can sound academic, but it's really important when you look at how quickly the Chinese economy is growing.
Absolutely. And this is sort of my second pick of the biggest story of 2013 in China. In June, China's central bank took emergency measures and froze all lending between banks. And this was a very bad sign. China has been inside of an enormous credit bubble for years. And the People's Bank of China tried to pop that bubble a little to let some air out. You know, this basically boils down to China's economic growth model, which is borrow, 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 build, build, build. You know, 70% of China's GDP growth is generated by building infrastructure, and that's meant a lot of loans and a lot of bad debt. For years, China's government has done its best to hide the more unpleasant economic fallout from all this, but the interbank lending crisis was a moment where everyone saw what was really going on behind the curtains of China's economy, and it wasn't pretty. It's a lot like the air pollution problem. They're both examples of how China's government is being forced to be more transparent about the collateral damage from an unbalanced economy.
Is it too strong to call these kind of emperor has no clothes moments?
No, absolutely not. And I think we'll see more events like this in 2014, where the government can no longer hide what's really happening from its own people, because the fallout from 30 years of economic growth at all costs is becoming more and more obvious to everyone here.
Wow. Our China Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz from Shanghai, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Lizzie.